in Europe, you
I
know.
I was born in Hungary.
In Hungary?
Hungary.
Was that in a country or a city?
No,
where did
city.
You...
It was called Sofia. It belongs to Romania now.
What is the name of the city, was it?
Satna, yeah, it was a nice city, it was...
I mean, how large was it compared to here?
Well, it wouldn't, let's say, like, maybe Wheeling.
Oh,
like,
mm-hmm.
Wheeling isn't the... I was there, so I don't think it's too
yeah.
big.
Yeah, uh-huh. What kind of a house did you live in? Was it an apartment or a...
No, we had a house, three rooms. You didn't have rooms like you have here. Three-room house, like... They had city names of the streets and everything. I don't even remember the
yeah.
street name.
Was it your own home or was it rented?
Well, no, that was our own.
Your own home. And who lived in the house with you? You know how many...
Yes, I would know. My father and mother. And I had one brother and two sisters.
Are they older or younger?
But my brother was younger.
My
sister that was killed was younger.
And
one was older than I am. She's dead now.
So you have three, there's three of you, is four altogether.
My brother died when he was about 6 years old.
Oh, that's before you came here then.
That was before I came here.
Was that anything, that just ill health, was anything special you died?
He had diphtheria.
Oh,
you know, that time went just like that.
Yeah. Yes, this was not uncommon, I gather.
In fact, they sent us away, the other girls. All had to leave the house. You know, they
yes.
knew it was contagious.
Yes.
They even worked it more than they do now. That's what ailed them.
I knew my mother had had very severe cuts in her legs. This is from diphtheria. She said she was in the hospital for a year. She recovered, but she was in the hospital for a year. They didn't think she was going to from diphtheria.
And they were ready to operate on an evening
yeah.
up in the house. Before they got to the operation, he passed.
Yeah, it's to say it's not uncommon. We're so lucky, you know, to have the vaccines now. Well, we don't realize it. Do you remember how long you lived in this particular house? You know, had you always lived there, as far as you can remember?
No, I lived in another city. I had an aunt after my father. My father died when I was 12 years old. He was a very, very religious man. The Shaykhet, you know what a Shaykhet
yes.
is
mm-hmm.
in Europe.
Shaykhet, what do you call it? That's
slaughters.
That's slaughters the
animals.
Poultry. Yeah.
Okay. I remember things, and you know they didn't have slaughterhouse like here. They did in the yard.
Yes.
I used to feel so bad. I used to see him kill an animal.
I remember this, Shaykhet. I'm from Canada. I remember. I'm familiar with the word. well, then you mean after your father? You lived in a three-room house. Was this just before you left Europe? You mean, or this was Hungary, or is this?
This was I left from the city where I
left. Left from the city. I see. From Satna.
Well, I was in Kirai House with my aunt for about a year after my father. I quit school. You know, we were poor, we weren't rich,
uh-huh.
and I couldn't go to school.
What age did you quit school?
Oh, I was about 12 years old.
12 years. How far had you gone?
Just three grades.
Three grades. Uh-huh. I know when you go to the high school, so I understand you have to pay for...
You have to pay for everything that time there.
Did you work after that?
I worked for my aunt at that time.
What kind of work did you do?
And I helped her. She had a store in a small town. Helped in a store, helped her in the house.
What kind of a store was it?
Grocery, like here.
Yeah.
Maybe not as big, a small store.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm familiar with this kind of thing. you lived in your house about 12 years then, is that it?
12 years. No, well, I've been back home then. I didn't like to stay with, you know how children
yes.
are. I didn't like to stay with my aunt. I went back home. And my mother put me into a sewing to learn how to sew.
How old were you then?
Well, I must have been about 14.
That's a sewing class, was it?
That was, in Europe they have, they
like
don't have a sewing class. They have like your dressmaker,
uh-huh.
and she takes in the people to teach them how to sew.
I see.
And you pay a little bit
mm-hmm.
if you can.
So you were about 14 then.
Mm. I think I stayed there about 2 years. And my sister, I had an older sister, she came to this country before me.
What kind of work did you, that answers it then, you were, well, did you work at this or you just learned?
I just learned.
Mm-hmm.
You learn. Never got paid for it.
Uh-huh.
You have to learn about 3 years.
Oh, is
before
that right?
Before you can get paid.
I guess you call an apprentice is what they really call them.
What?
An apprentice.
An apprentice, I guess they would call
them. I think that's what
here.
They call them.
Wasn't easy.
No, I'm sure not.
My mother was left with 4 children, small ones, one older, and I was the next, and the two younger ones. And money was scarce. My father was too religious to try to make money.
Now, this is what the part that's a very interesting and knowing, you know, what the circumstances were of the Jews in Europe,
well,
you know.
We weren't rich. Somebody came to fix my bathroom.
Oh. What were the languages spoken in your home?
Hungarian and Jewish. He spoke Hungarian. My father didn't believe in speaking Hungarian. He didn't like us to speak Hungarian.
Oh, really? What did he speak?
Jewish.
Is that right? I wasn't
thinking. You know, he was a very educated man. He wrote Jewish books. That
well, the old scholar used to
oh,
Orthodox
he was a scholar.
Were very, you know.
He'd have lived, he would never let me come here. So it was a traitor in the land. So my mother never came.
Schooling I have. That was a public school that you went to, the three grades. Was there a synagogue in
synagogue. We had a big rabbi there. In fact, his son was here, Leifert, the one that died. They took him to Israel to be buried. His father lived in our city.
Was the name Reifert?
Leifert. A couple of years ago he died.
Oh.
He was from our city.
Really?
He was very religious. You know, they're hungry. Either they're crazy religious or they're not religious at all.
Yeah, one way or the other.
Uh-huh.
Was it a big synagogue like we have here?
I would not compare. No comparison. We had a lot of small shuls, like that. You call them besenedrish, we
uh-huh.
used to call them. In fact, there was one on our street where we lived, just not, maybe half a block away. And used to see those who see them with white socks, go to shul with long and yarmulkes, I don't know if you know what that
yes,
is.
Yes, yes.
And the kapotas, they called them, those coats.
Oh, yes, yeah.
They look, to me now, they look silly.
Well, in Israel, of course, that's what you see, going to the Wailing Wall.
You
night,
see them,
just
you still
run.
See them.
Oh, yes, yes, very much.
Yeah, I saw the where they live, you know, we had to put something on our head when we walked through the street there. In Israel, they have a separate section in Jerusalem.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
We went there. We went all over.
Yeah. Now, your synagogue was like a regular building then?
Like a one-floor building.
Uh-huh.
Like.
And that was the men, this is Orthodox, where the men
very were Orthodox. I don't even remember seeing women go there ever, just men.
You didn't go...
I learned the Hebrew, you know, to read and write. My father taught me.
Oh, your father taught you. Uh-huh.
He taught me so long, he kept me that I started to cry. Let me go. That's the only time he let me go.
Hebrew, is that what you learned?
Hebrew. Oh, okay. I did not to speak Hebrew.
Yeah.
Or just to read and write. Uh-huh. Really old Jewish.
Did you go to synagogue yourself at all?
Oh, yeah.
You did? On the holidays, is that when?
The holidays, but I remember that. I think the women had separate rooms. Right?
Oh, in separate rooms?
Separate rooms.
Oh, really?
I think there was a sheet in between.
Oh, really?
Hanging up a sheet in between the women and the men.
Is there someone at your door?
Is there someone at my door?
Oh, is that what it is? I didn't know what
I can't hear.
With non-Jewish people in the community, you know.
It was good.
It was good.
It was good at that time. They didn't like the Jews, you know, they never did.
Uh-huh.
But we had a lot of Gentile friends.
Now, is this because you were in business, or was there any reason why you felt
We weren't in business. My father was just... My mother went in business after my father died. She had to do something.
Uh-huh. What did your mother do after your father died?
Well, I'll tell you, in our place, the city that I come from, they had a market. It was beautiful, all round stores. And she went, every week they had a market. So she sold yard goods.
Oh,
you
uh-huh.
make a tent, put up a tent, and you sell yard goods.
Uh-huh.
That was only about once a week.
That's interesting. I was talking to...
Coal, but wood.
Wood, yes. Yes, I understand. There was just wood heat only. So you felt that your relationship with the non-Jewish people was good. Were there many Jews in your community?
Yeah, there was a lot of Jews. I wouldn't know how many, but there was a lot of Jews.
Did you belong to or attend any, you know, social, I guess you're probably too young, any groups, you know, political organizations or anything like the Zionist or Socialist or Labor Union?
I don't even know if they had those.
Yeah. Did your father belong to anything like this at all?
Not that I know of.
Probably his center was probably the Shul.
Shul was his life.
Mm-hmm. What was the relationship of the government of your country to the Jews?
I'll tell you, it wasn't bad. You know, that we had mayor like here, and we had a Jewish fellow in our city. When I think back of it, it wasn't bad. It had a Jewish fellow who was mayor.
It was a mayor? Oh,
mayor.
Really? Well, that couldn't have been so bad then.
No, you know.
Yeah.
And they'll try to hate the Jews, you know, for taking good jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Franz Josef, he was really a friend of the Jews. After he died, everything changed.
Oh. He was a king, wasn't he, Franz?
He was the king of Hungary and the emperor of Austria.
Mm-hmm.
Austria and Hungary was like one country that time. They had the same money, not anymore.
After he died, attitude changed.
Everything changed.
Mm-hmm. What was your feeling about America? Have you heard about America at this time? What was your feeling about the United States?
Oh, I'll tell you, I don't know what was the feeling, but I did want to get away. I guess I wouldn't have, but my sister got married in Europe. Her husband had a sister here, and his sister sent for him. And my mother didn't want my sister to go. I'm in love with him, and I'll go. Even up on a hill, we had a big hill, said to my mother.
Your sister was married...
In Europe.
And then her husband came here.
No, then she came with him.
They both came together.
She had to pay for her own ticket, but she worked at somebody, I don't remember how.
Uh-huh.
And then she sent for me.
And then why did you come, why did you leave the country? You know, your mother and your other family, why did you leave?
I thought I'd better myself. I didn't think I'd stay here. My mother didn't, she didn't want me to come. She always thought I'd come back and get married, make some money, but nothing is in Europe. They have to have a dowry.
Oh, a dowry. Mm-hmm.
Make some money for that and come back. She wouldn't even give me pillows. She says, you'll come back.
So you came to the United States because your sister sent for you, too. She wanted somebody with her, did she? Something?
Yeah, she was very lonely.
Mm-hmm. You have, you know, when you came from Europe to come here, did you know you were coming to Pittsburgh?
I didn't come to
Pittsburgh. We didn't come to Pittsburgh.
I came to Bridgeport, Connecticut.
I see.
That's where my sister lived.
Bridgeport.
Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Connecticut, that was where your sister lived. I see. How long did you stay there?
Only about a year.
Oh.
Okay, Miss May.
Okay, thank you. All fixed?
And then from there, then where did you go from?
Well, my sister left. She came. Her husband left. She didn't have such a good marriage. He left. He came to Pittsburgh. Then she came after him.
Oh, I see.
Then when she came, I stayed there about maybe 3-4 months, and I came after her, Pittsburgh.
So your sister left and came to Pittsburgh, and you followed her.
I followed her.
That was where her husband had a job there. Is that at a Bridgeport, Connecticut? Why did they go to Bridgeport?
Yeah, he was there. They were there. His family was in Bridgeport.
Oh, he had family.
He had a family here. We didn't have anybody but the two of us.
I see. Were you part of a group traveling, or were you just, you know, by yourself?
I came with some people by the name Farkas.
Were these people that you knew in...
She came to her husband. She had 5 children from our city.
I see.
And I came with them. But I lost them in New York. They went to New York.
This woman was supposed to watch. She was a married woman, but
she
was going to keep her.
She was supposed to keep an eye on me, and I was supposed to help her with the children.
I see. Was all you came with was just for this woman, then?
Yeah, this woman.
Mm-hmm. How did you travel from your place, you know, from your town
from
to the...
From South Mart, you go to Budapest.
Uh-huh.
And
was that by train?
By train. And from Budapest, we went to Berlin. Germany.
Mm-hmm. Is that also by train?
All by train. Yeah. Then we traveled to Antwerp.
That's where you got the boat at Antwerp,
Antwerp, we got the boat. Stopped in other cities, I don't remember.
Did anybody meet you when you got to Bridgeport?
It was a whole mix-up. My sister came to see me off the boat, and they put me on a train. They sent me out to her place. I came.
Oh,
she was in New York, and I got there before her.
Oh, wasn't it? That must have been terrible. Oh, 16 years old, it must have
been. 16 years old. But, you know, that was a good ticket. They took good care of me. It's like a traveling agency takes.
You mean when you got to their
station? When I got off the boat, they put...
Was this an American...
In America already. They took me and they put me on a train.
Mm-hmm.
And what hit me so funny in New York, I'll never forget. They took me to the train, they took you to the buggy. So the girls were wearing bustles. They were walking like this. I thought they were holding themselves in a very big bustle.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see that in Europe. Another thing hit me when I was colored. I never saw a colored person.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get that from you in just a minute about what your early impressions were. You know. Remember your first day in Pittsburgh and what it was like, what you did when you came to Pittsburgh?
Oh, I wouldn't remember.
Wouldn't remember that.
No.
Was your sister here at that time?
Yeah, my sister was here. I came to her. I went looking for a job, I guess.
The first day?
Not the first day. Second day, maybe.
Yeah. But there's nothing particular that you remember about your first day, what it was like, you know.
Remember that.
I'm sure your overall impression, you know, you can't remember one particular thing.
No,
was there anything about life in the United States that disappointed you during the first 5 years? Was there anything that you were disappointed with the United States?
Well, things were bad at that time when I came in. They had a depression.
In that time?
Uh-huh.
Oh, really?
The depression was bad. I had a job that... I was a good worker, if I have to say it myself, but they laid everybody off, and then they gave each one one day. That was in Bridgeport, that's why I left.
Oh, I see.
1 and 2 days a week work. I was the last one that they laid off. They gave me 2 days a week.
What were you doing?
It was the corset shop. They don't wear those corsets now, you know.
With the bones.
We put the bones in. See, I learned how to sew a little bit.
Yeah.
They put the strings in, and things went very bad. Depression. Then I came here and I looked for work.
Mm-hmm.
One mistake I made, I never went to school.
Yeah, that's...
I should have gone. They had night school.
Mm-hmm.
I just was too tired, I guess.
Well, if you have to work during the day, you don't have the money, you know, and you didn't have parents here, this probably made a difference, too.
Definitely.
Was there anything else about life that you found, you know, the living conditions that disappointed you in any way, or the people, or anything like that?
I don't think anything like that disappointed me, because we didn't have it so much in Europe. You know, we weren't rich. I didn't expect that. Like my mother said, you'll make money, you'll come back. I didn't expect that.
You didn't expect to make money?
Well, I expected to make a living.
Yeah.
And things were very cheap, and the more you work, very cheap. You know, we worked for $4 a week. But you pay 10 cents for a pair of stockings.
Was there any point during the first 5 years when you felt unjustly treated because you were an immigrant?
No, I never did.
After having lived in the United States for 5 years, did you feel that you had accomplished or would eventually accomplish your goal in coming here?
I got married after I was here 5 years.
Got married after 5 years?
I don't even think it was quite 5 years.
I would say you accomplished your goal then.
I did.
I think that's most really for a man, you know, would have more of a goal, a career in mind.
Oh, you? Well, my career wasn't so exciting. I worked in Heinz's when I came
here.
Oh, really? Then I worked in the sewing in the pants factory.